So let's review. Our shir began with the Gemara referring to the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. Chametz can be destroyed by crumbling it and throwing it in the wind or into the ocean. Similarly, we find the Mishnah with regard to disposing of Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Shaychik v'zayra l'ruach oimata liyam. The Gemara asks whether mefar or shaychik referred to mata liyam as well, or perhaps crumbling or grinding is required only when throwing it in the wind, lest someone find it intact and inadvertently eat it or use it. However, it may not be necessary in water because it will quickly become inedible and not usable. The Gemara presents two opinions. Rambam holds that the deciding factor is into which body of water it is thrown. In the Yam HaMelech, neither Chametz nor Avodah Zarah need to be crumbled or ground because there are no travelers who might find it. As Rashi says, Ein Svina Iveres Boy. In Shar Naharetz, other bodies of water, both Chametz and Avodah Zarah need to be crumbled or ground because there are travelers who might find it. As Rashi says, Shemetifka Boy Svina Vititleno Velava Daite. Rav Yosef holds, according to Tosfos, in the Yam HaMelech, indeed neither Chametz nor Avodah Zarah need to be crumbled or ground, because there are no travelers. However, in Shar Naharis it depends. Avodah Zarah must be ground, because Loi Memisa, it does not dissolve, since it's generally made of metal. Chametz will depend on the type of Chametz. Chiti must be ground first, because kernels of wheat do not disintegrate quickly. Nahama, bread, need not be crumbled, because Mamis, it quickly disintegrates and dissolves. Zok the Mishnah, Chametz that belonged to a non-Jew during Pesach is mutter for a Jew to benefit from it after Pesach. Chametz that belonged to a Jew during Pesach is usher for a Jew to benefit from it after Pesach. The Gemara cites a braisa which elaborates on three major opinions of Tanaim regarding Issur Chametz. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Chametz bein lefnei zmanoi, bein la'achar zmanoi, over alav belav. Before Pesach, which is after midday erev Pesach, and after Pesach, there is an Isra lav for achila and hana of chametz. Toich zmanoi, oiver lav belav vikaris. On Pesach, there is also an Isra karis. The Gemara explains that there are three psukim that say it is usur to eat chametz. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they correspond to these three periods. Lifnei zmanoi is derived from the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, leisoichel lav chametz shivas yamim toichel lav matzis. The pasuk right before this one says, bezavachta Pesach l'Hashem alikecha, therefore we understand the Torah to be saying, do not eat chametz during the time of Shechitas Karban Pesach, which is Erev Pesach. La'achar zman is derived from the pasuk in Parshas Bo'i, in the parasha of Kaddish Lichol Bukhar, B'lo Yoichol Chametz, which is written in the general context of Pesach. Teich zman is derived from a pasuk early in Parshas Bo'i, Kol machmetzis lo sechelu b'chol meshveseichem toichol matzis. This is what chametz applies in the time of Achilles Matzah. Reb Shimon holds, Lefnei zmanei ula'achar zmanei eina oivelav b'loi klum. There is no lav before and after Pesach. Teich zmanei over lav bekaris ubalav. During Pesach there is a lav and karis. This is derived from the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, leisoich lav chametz shivas yam teich lav matzis. Rabbi Yehuda used this pasuk for lefnei zmanei. However, Rabbi Shimon disagrees because this isur chametz applies only in the time of achilas matzah, which is teich zmanei. The other two pesukim are used by Rabbi Shimon for other halachas. Kol machmetzis leisechelu b'chol meshveseichem teich lav matzis teaches that not only nischametz mi'elov, when it became chametz by itself, is it aser, but even machmes dover acher, when it became chametz from another leavening agent, it is also aser. B'lo yoichel chametz teaches that Pesach Mitzrayim ain't chimutzi noyik elu yom echad. At Yitzis Mitzrayim, chametz was only aser one day, because right after b'lo yoichel chametz, it says, hayyim atem yoitzim b'chodesh ha'aviv, as if it was read, b'lo yoichel chametz hayyim. Regarding the hekesh of the pasuk of Loi Seichel of Chametz Shabbos Yamim Teichel of Matzahs, according to Rabbi Shimon, we learn Chametz from Matzah. The Isra Chametz applies in the time of Achilas Matzah. Rabbi Yehuda would respond that the hekesh is to learn Matzah from Chametz. L'koyvei chayva bezman hazeh. The mitzvah of Achilas Matzah applies when there is an Isra Chametz. One might have thought that when there is no mitzvah of Achilas Pesach, there is no mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. The hekesh teaches that as long as we still have an Isra Chametz, we still have a mitzvah of achilas matzah. Reb Shimon learns l'koy v'chayva bezman hazeh from be'erv teichel matzis. Reb Yehuda learns from be'erv teichel matzis that tamei b'shaya b'derech r'chayka, although he cannot bring a karban pesach, he has a mitzvah of achilas matzah. Reb Shimon knows this from Aurel ben Necher, although they may not eat from the Karban Pesach, have a mitzvah of Achilas Matzah based on the following limud. B'chol or lo yoichel boy, kol ben necher lo yoichel boy. Boy hu eina oichel, aval oichel hu b'matzah u'b'mar. Yehuda says that the Torah prefers to explicitly teach the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah for both l'koy v'chev b'zman hazeh and or lo ben necher. The original Brice also taught that Rabbi Yitzchak Lili holds that even toich zmanoi, during Pesach, chametz is only aser b'achila, but mutter b'hanah. Mani masnitin. Our Mishnah which said, chametz shel nachri she'avol lav ha'pesach mutter b'hanah, chametz that belonged to a non-Jew during Pesach is mutter b'hanah, v'shel Yisrael aser b'hanah, chametz that belonged to a Jew during Pesach is aser b'hanah, does not seem to follow the opinion of any of the three tanoi. Rabbi Yehuda who said la'achar zmanah b'lav, and did not specify, would hold that even a non-Jew's chametz is aser b'hanah. Rabbi Shimon, who said that there is no law for lachas manai, would hold that even a Jew's chametz is mutar b'hanah. Rabbi Yitzchak Lili holds that even during Pesach, a Jew's chametz is mutar b'hanah. The Gemara will continue this discussion on the following daf.